You only get one chance to make a first impression, and many small towns in Iowa try to make the most of that chance with a catchy slogan on a welcome sign. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Charity Nebbe. Kyle Munson of the Des Moines Register is here with us today. He's been writing about small town slogans and giving his readers a chance to vote for their favorites. I'll also chat with the mayor of Ardale, where they have a new town slogan. Columnist Chuck Offenberger will be here. You probably know him as the former Iowa Boy columnist for the Des Moines Register. And Raygun, a t-shirt company based in Des Moines, has created many unofficial slogans for Iowa towns. I'll talk with owner Mike Draper. Join our conversation after the news. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Kyle Munson of the Des Moines Register has been writing about small town slogans, and he has given his readers a chance to weigh in on which town has the best slogan. This hour, we'll talk about those slogans. Columnist Chuck Offenberger, best known as the former Iowa Boy from the Des Moines Register, will be here to share the stories behind a few of his favorite slogans. We'll also talk about some unofficial town slogans with Mike Draper, the owner of Raygun Clothing in Des Moines. And we also want to hear from you this hour. Tell us about your favorite town slogan or an unofficial slogan that has taken hold in your town or in your family. Give us a call at 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And Kyle Munson is here with me now. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Charity. Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming back to the show. And what piqued your interest on town slogans this time around?
Yeah, that's good you say that this time around, because obviously it's kind of one of those favorite quirky perennial topics, you know, for Iowans. It's great roadside chatter. But in this case, it was a couple of things. First, I'd been spending a little time down at the very bottom of Iowa in a small town called Mount Sterling, which has just this year is disbanded. And they have a sign at the on the edge of their town says, "The most beautiful mountains in Iowa, and that's no lie." And that's just, you know, that's just one of those examples where the average person driving past that, you're probably wondering, what does that mean? And so, you know, these signs can be real an entry into, you know, town history, characters, that kind of a thing. And so that one happens to refer to the fact that the people always kind of, they look at the hill, the Missouri hills across the river valley, because Mount Sterling is just literally within view of Missouri. And so they consider those hills the Sterling Mountains. And one of the former mayors once proposed an ordinance against lying, which became this kind of this national funny little story. And so there you have it. So, you know, these signs can get you into, you know, like a 30-minute conversation.
Right, can take you pretty deep into the character of the town.
And so there was that, and I'd been spending some time there, and that was on my mind. And then I was back in Ardale, Iowa, where the nation's, what we think is the nation's youngest mayor, 18-year-old Jeremy Menier, and he had recently put up a new sign for his town. And so I believe it goes, it's not your Dale, it's not our, or it's not your Dale, it's not my Dale, it's our Dale. Which, so anyway, just the fact that he had established a new slogan, a new sign, was a kind of another great excuse to delve back into this topic.
So, well, and this is a topic that and we will talk with Jeremy Menier here in a couple of minutes, but this is a topic that people seem to get really invested in.
Yeah, and I think there's a couple of reasons. I mean, number one, obviously, the way that Iowa has developed, 99 counties, well-distributed population before kind of some of the more recent urbanization, we have these signs everywhere, and they're part of the civic pride. And, you know, even as Main Streets shrink and towns shrink, the signs are still there. And often they represent, and what it's grassroots creativity. So, these things are not your classic, well, most of them are not your classic kind of committee pitch. There's some wacky suggestion by a resident, which is a lot of fun.
And they're not suggested by a PR firm to try to attract tourism. These are things that came from somebody in town, and
It's homespun. It's quirky. Right. It's you know, it's unique, and so that lends it a lot of character.
Do you think, of course, not every town in Iowa has one of these welcome signs. Not every town in Iowa has a catchy slogan. But do you think that there is a feeling that to get noticed, a little town needs something like that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, one of the ways I characterized it in one of the columns I wrote was similar to post offices. The importance of a welcome sign is kind of inversely proportional to the population. So, you know, as the town shrinks or is already small, you know, it makes all the more reason to have just that perfect pun or quip or whatever on your sign to grab a little, you know, give people a reason to stop when they're driving through, and it only takes them 2 minutes to drive through. So.
Well, and it's funny, reading through these, I think in some cases, the ones that are less professional, less polished, are the ones that, at least for me, grab my attention a little bit more.
Yes, amen. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think you can't make this stuff. I mean, you can't concoct, like by committee, the perfect slogan. If you do, they tend to be rather dull.
Well, let's hear from Jeremy Minear now. As you mentioned, it was the new town slogan in Ardale that kind of captured your attention this time around. And Ardale is a tiny town in northeastern Iowa. Its new slogan, it's not your Dale, it's not my Dale, it's Ardale. And the town has a population of, 74 people. It already has gotten quite a bit of attention because of Mayor Jeremy Minear, who at age 18 is the youngest mayor in the nation. I talked with him yesterday, and I asked him where the idea for this slogan came from.
Well, the idea actually came from a citizen, somebody who lived west of town, actually, at a party. It just came about that way, and then it was brought up at one of our meetings, and that's just kind of where that originated from, I guess.
Tell me about the person who came up with the idea.
Well, the person who came up with it, he was in his early 20s, and he actually, shortly, about a couple months after this party happened, he passed away. He had some kind of a disease, and he passed away. Hmm. And so it was kind of he was kind of close to the community in that way, so it just kind of stuck that way, and they had and then they just kind of remembered it, and that came up at our meeting, and it just kind of stuck.
Well, I can imagine that when he came up with it, it was a very, very funny joke. Did it take a while to start thinking, you know, maybe this is something we should embrace?
Yeah, I mean, it's something I never really heard about until after the meeting, because back when this party took place, I wasn't very old, so I wasn't at these parties, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it's just something that kind of stuck, and we just kind of thought it was a good way to get it to put on our sign and a slogan, and maybe we thought maybe it'd help pronounce the town of Ardale, as many people call it Airedale.
Yes, you've probably gone from being the most mispronounced, maybe one of the most mispronounced towns in Iowa. We've got a few others that are hard to... out, but you've gotten a lot of attention for this slogan with Kyle Munson, of course. How has that affected the town of Ardale? Are people talking a lot about it?
Yeah, I've had quite a few people mention it to me, you know, just about, they heard that it was, you know, one of the top ones, the slogan that he came up with and about the article that he had. So it was kind of neat just to hear from all the different people and what they had to say about it, you know, that way.
Ardale is a very small town, and I know that you're very concerned about the future of your small town. How do you think that this kind of attention changes things for Ardale?
Well, so far it's helped a lot. It's amazing as to how many people come from all over, you know, just to see Ardale. And, you know, I have people stop by all the time and just say, oh, I seen you on TV. And I just say, yeah, so did everybody else. You know, it's just... I hear about it everywhere I go, and it's a good thing. It really is.
What are some of the big challenges for Ardale in the future?
Well, a lot of the big problems right now is our sewer problems that many of the small towns in Iowa have, and along with our water, because we all have our own wells, which is not up to code because of our septics as well. So that's one of the big problems that we're looking into now, which is the main problem with this is the funding and where does it come from. And that's the problem that many of these small towns in Iowa have right now.
With Kyle's article and all of the online voting, have you been following the rankings closely?
I haven't been following them real closely, but I have been keeping up on them, and I still like ours, but there is many other good ones out there, of course, and not to be biased or anything that way, but it is a great way to just keep up and see what other towns come up with for their town slogans as well.
So if yours is your favorite, do you have a second favorite?
That's a tough question. Like I said, I hate to be biased with things, but I don't.
Well, Mayor Menier, thank you for taking the time to talk with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Mayor Jeremy Menier of Ardale. It's not your Dale. It's not my Dale. It's Ardale. And looking at the list that you put together, Kyle, and you have closed the poll. You had over 3,000 votes for all of these town slogans. How did you compile the list?
Well, I just initially kind of put a blog post out there and started talking about it on social media, everything else. And so everybody started contributing some of their favorite slogans. And so, you know, that went on for a couple of days. And what I basically did was, based on the level of input and, you know, a little bit of my own subjectivity, I boiled it down to a top 20. And I said, you know, and with the poll, people could still, if they wanted to protest, you know, submit, click other and submit some other town.
Right, and you did get 101 other votes.
Yeah, that's right. It was, yeah, so I mean, and I got to say, Lorville, you know, bless Lorville, there was a huge contingent that wanted them in the top 20. And so,
what's Lorville's
it's
slogan?
It's bigger, not better, I believe, or better, not bigger, sorry. Some of these, it's so easy to flip them around. Yeah, better, not bigger. So I did that, and then we staged the vote, and then, yeah, we had 3,200 plus votes, and we could talk about the results, but it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, definitely. And did you go into this with a favorite?
Well, you know, I have to admit, yes. I when I was scanning through all the slogans, I was kind of partial to Brits, which is not the funniest or the wittiest. It's founded by rail, sustained by the plow, and I just thought that was it elegantly summarizes basically how all these towns developed.
Yeah, it's quite poetic, really.
Right. So, I mean, I was kind of partial to that, but I've also now, I couldn't believe I'd never heard of Packwood. Have you heard Packwoods?
No, what's Packwoods?
All right, well, this came in after the contest and everything, but it's population 223. Think about this as a math, a math problem, basically.
Right.
Population 223, feet above sea level, 731. Established 1883. Total, 2,837. So... You know, just like I say, you can't make this stuff up. So the fact that they would just add up all those numbers and put it on their town sign.
Well, it gives you something great. to think about when you drive through. And hopefully you stop at the Casey's and get a soda or something.
There you go.
Right? All right. Well, we'll continue our conversation in just a moment. I'm talking with Kyle Munson. He is the Iowa columnist for the Des Moines Register, and he's been writing recently about town slogans and recently concluded a poll where people voted for their favorite town slogan. We'll talk about a number of other town slogans in a moment. We'll also talk to columnist Chuck Offenberger and get some of the backstory of some of his favorite slogans as well. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like the singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe, and today we're talking about town slogans. Here with me today is Kyle Munson. He is the Iowa columnist for the Des Moines Register, and you may know that he's been writing about town slogans. You may be even voted in his poll about town slogans. You get another chance to have your say today. You can call in and let us know about your favorite town slogan at 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. We've already got some people voting on our Facebook page. Kyle, Diane says DeWitt, the crossroads to opportunity, is her favorite.
Ah.
And that didn't make your top 20.
Sorry about that. Only so many I can get to.
Chris did pick one from your top 20. You're not dreaming, you're in beaming.
Ah, yes.
Which came up with what? Almost 3% of the votes, 2.77% of the votes. And another one, a town of 1,600 good eggs and a few stinkers. That was for Stewart.
Yeah.
Right.
And
that's 1,700 good eggs.
It's been updated. Yeah. They've had to actually update with their increased. And that's one of the most, you know, that's one of the more visible signs in the state, that just thanks to the fact of where it's positioned on Interstate 80 between Omaha and Des Moines. A lot of people stop there and see it. And so that's been one of the more popular slogans, I think, in the last 50 years.
Did you dig into the backstory on the slogans that you put on your top 20?
Yeah, I did in some cases. I mean, not every last one. I mean, the Ardale story is a great one. It's hard to top that. In Jewell, I kind of spent some time and talked to the people in Jewell, which is a gem in a friendly setting, and that came in. It ended up in sixth place on in the poll. But that was back in the, I believe it was the 1930s. It was the local community club that had a contest, and there were 90-some submissions, a lot of them playing on the whole Jewell gem kind of a thing, but this one won, and so I believe the woman who wrote it earned like $5 for her prize, and it has endured. And then you know, as people go through, sometimes these slogans endure, sometimes they change. You know, Jewell has, back in 2006, they updated their signs, kept the slogan. There was some discussion among residents. Well, should we change it? But there was an overwhelming sentiment. No, now it's become, you know, it's become an heirloom almost. So anyway, they have fancy new signs, the slogan that has endured, and that's what Jewell is known for.
All right. Well, I want to welcome Chuck Offenberger into the conversation now. He's the former Iowa Boy columnist for the Des Moines Register. He now lives in rural Greene County and still does some writing for KMA. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Charity. These columnists can sure stir up a lot of trouble.
Hey, Chuck.
That is true. That's your business, isn't it?
That's right. Hi, Kyle.
Hey. Well, this is a man who's actually written slogans, I think, so he'll have plenty to say about
this.
Yeah,
no kidding. I've had my heart broken writing slogans.
Well, let's talk about a little bit of the backstory of a couple of slogans that you've been involved in, at least. And one of those is Gravity, right?
Well, yeah. In 1992, Ragbri was going to – I was one of the co-hosts of Ragbri then, and Ragbri was going to go through or go near the town of Gravity, which sits a mile off the highway. It's just north of Bedford. The overnight towns preceding it were Glenwood, Shenandoah, and then it was going to go to Bedford. So we had the opportunity to go through Gravity, and John Karras and Don Benson from the Ragbri crew and I were out driving around, and I'm all excited. I want to go through Gravity just because of the town's name.
That's a great name.
And we're all excited, and we drive through Gravity, and the town just looked terrible. And Karras and Benson said, no, we're not going through there. It looks too rough. And I said, well, we could clean it up. And so this leads to me going down to Gravity and talking to the mayor, the late Marvin Weed, great guy. And I said to him, I said, Marvin, I've been in a lot of small towns in Iowa, and I don't want to make you mad, man, but this town is looking rough. And he said, oh, I know. If we don't do something, we're going to be corn and soybeans. We're going to plow us under. That was his quote. And so I said, well, what if I got a whole bunch of Ragbri riders to come in here and we clean this town up and get it all standing tall and bring Ragbri through? And he said, let's do it. So on Memorial Day weekend of 92, we had 300 Ragbriers give up their holiday weekend to come in there. We got the Iowa Paint Company in Des Moines to donate paint. We painted every house and building in Gravity. Most of the business district was gone, but there were a lot of memories of it. So we built great big board walls and repainted them as the stores that once stood there in the business district. And by gosh, on Ragbri Day, by the time we came through, that Gravity was looking great. Well, when we got into this, we said, you know, the town doesn't have a slogan. And I'm thinking, how can Gravity, Iowa, not have a slogan, as cool a town as that name is, for a town? And so we, in the column in the Register, I opened up this contest to everybody help pick a new slogan for Gravity. And there was a farmer and his daughter from Hartley, way up in northwest Iowa, Dean and Wendy Peterson, I can still remember them, submitted the winning entry, which was, if Gravity goes, we all go. And I loved that one. And then we had several hundred entries in this. Kyle, they were crazy about slogans back then, too.
Yeah.
And one of the entries came from an 11-year-old boy in Gravity, Kyle Coleman. And I've never forgotten his name. And so Kyle's entry was, Gravity, Iowa, we're down to earth. which was pretty good, especially coming from an 11-year-old boy. So I named him a co-winner. So we had two slogans, and that's why on Kyle's list you see those two slogans there now for the little town of Gravity. But both of them great slogans.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah. If you drive into Gravity, do you see both slogans?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. We had a sign painter donate a big, nice sign, and I saw a picture you ran, Kyle, that showed that sign. It's still standing there proud, looking good.
Yeah, I mean, and it really works well as one blended slogan. So, see, you need a calmness, subjectivity in this whole thing.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't work to really.
Sure, we help
everything.
You
really can't do this without a columnist. Well, and Gravity came in second in your poll, right?
That's right. Yeah, Gravity, I thought it was going to be a winner, but it was really close. I mean, just by a shave. But, it came in second. So we're down to earth. If Gravity goes, we all go.
And if I hadn't worn out my mouse voting in this thing, we would have won.
Yeah. Like I say, it was really close. So Stewart was in there. Alden was one of the favorites. Best Town by a Dam Site, which actually many towns across America have that.
I see Lakeside has that by Storm Lake, and Lime Springs, I think, up in northeast Iowa has that.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of lake, I really like Lake City's slogan.
That's a good one.
Everything but a lake.
Well, see, there you go. It gets to the point of if you had like chambers and committees putting these together, they wouldn't emphasize what they lack.
Right.
So it's like...
No, but it does explain something, because, of course, anybody who drives into Lake City is going to think, where's the lake?
Exactly.
Well, let me talk about, we're talking about all these winners. Let me talk about a loser, one that I wrote for a little town down southern Iowa, Seymour. And Seymour sits off the Highway 2 down there, and it's about a mile, and has one of those great big arrows, probably 10 feet long, 12 feet long, pointing toward the town. It says Seymour. And there's space below it for another little sign to hang with a slogan, and they had no town slogan. So I started a campaign. I wrote one for them. I mean, we're talking 20, 25 years ago, and it was, Seymour, we've seen less, and they have refused to use it.
But, Kyle, you put it on your list.
I did. It's one of those phantom slogans, and I swear, because of what, like Chuck said, because he wrote about that 20, 25 years ago, I think the majority of Iowans think that's actually the slogan of the town now.
Right.
I mean, because I got people were submitting that, and they still are submitting that all the time, so it was kind of a little of a phantom slogan in there.
So your work is done even if the paint isn't on the sign.
That's right. And, and again, and people, they talk about slogans that have long since gone, or their families developed slogans that now, like, say, the children, the grandchildren think that was actually a slogan at one time. So the lore of this is really funny, too, how it just gets all jumbled up.
Yeah, well, we have a couple of callers on the line I want to bring into the conversation. First is Rob from Des Moines. Hi, Rob.
Hello.
Hi, what's your favorite?
I told Kyle this on Twitter. My grandparents are from Spencer, and I'm from Des Moines. So every time we would go to Spencer, we'd go through Gallery. And there's this thing called this Go and Gallery.
Go and Gallery.
Yeah, apparently it used to be on the sign when I was a little kid. I'm 20 now, but I don't remember it. But it's been gone for at least 15 years.
But it stayed with you, even though you probably don't even remember seeing it.
Yeah, it's a family inside joke. We bring it up every time that we go through Gallery.
And so did this become a bathroom stop for you? Is that what I'm trying to understand here?
Well, no, it's more like it's on the way right after we get off of the road that goes to Grand Junction, right, and then goes to Dana, we turn and we go through Gallery. And it's just like a little inside joke that we say while we're going through there, because there's really nothing else to do other than just keep driving.
Man, you were taking the scenic route to Spencer.
Well, it's more diagonal than going through 18.
Yeah, I live out there.
All right, Rob, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. My mind went there because when I was a kid and we'd drive long road trips, my brother kind of interpreted come and go as an invitation to use their bathroom. So.
Well, it is amazing how those stick in your mind, just like that young gentleman there that called. I can remember as a kid, and I'm talking 60 years ago now, for me, maybe what got me started liking slogans was going through the town of Oakland out in southwest Iowa, and they had a sign, a small sign on the edge of town. You'd come up and your car lights would hit it, and it said, "If you lived in Oakland, you would be home." And I never forgot that. I've remembered it my whole life. So, people, these lock in and creates an image for people.
Yeah. I was just talking to Alyssa here in the studio, too, and she's from Afton, Iowa, and they used to have Flow Gently, Sweet Afton.
Oh, my goodness, that's a good one. Let's get that back up. That reminds me, I went through the little town of Brayton on Highway 71 north of I-80 out in western Iowa. Mm-hmm. I went through there several years ago, and they had a sign up, and it said, Brayton, a little town with big ideas. Hmm. And this is where your columnist starts getting in trouble. I stopped, and I said, I spent a couple hours there asking, okay, well, what's the latest big idea in Brayton? It turned out there wasn't one. And then, bad enough, then I wrote about that.
Oh, no.
And they took the sign down. And I thought it was a great slogan.
Oh, one of my favorite. I also love where there's a couple of towns in Iowa. I think Malcolm is one that has, like, say, Welcome to Malcolm, next five exits.
Yeah.
And of course, the exits are the streets. And so that's the city
right.
blocks.
Well, and I better bring Bob from Marshalltown on right now at 866-780-9100. Bob, I'm sorry. Kyle just stole your thunder a little bit there. But
oh, no.
But you wanted to talk about Lincoln, Iowa, right?
Right. I was just going to say essentially the same thing. Lincoln has three streets and a sign. Says Lincoln, next three exits.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not sure they have three people.
But there are three places to turn.
Right. That Afton one reminds me, that was such a neat one. It reminds me of Dedham, again, out in western Iowa. And I can't, the year may be wrong on this, but Dedham had a slogan for years on their sign that said, "Music Dedham, music, love, and laughter since 1873. And then in 2008, they were going to have their, what, quasicentennial, I suppose? And so they took that down and they put up a new sign that said their slogan was going to be Celebrate in 08. And I went out there and I was writing a story about this and I said, that's awful. And I said, that old one's got to go back up. So I believe it has now. So Dedham, music, love, and laughter since 1873.
Yeah, and I have in my notes that it's love, laughter, and music since 1883. So before we get phone calls on that
I appreciate the correction. I'm still stuck in Afton, too. That's a beauty. And, say that again, Kyle.
Okay, Flow Gently, Sweet Afton. But the new one is, now they have a new one up that's Gateway to 3 Mile Lake. So,
what?
Well, I know. I got to look into that. But we were talking about it, like I said, before we were on the air. And I think it was a man named Ed Temple who founded the company that became Principal, also founded Afton. And so he was the one that gave them that slogan, Flow Gently, Sweet Afton.
Even better reason to use it.
Yeah, I know. There's a, like
it's
I
the
say,
the principle of the thing.
A good backstory.
No pun intended.
And everything,
that's
right? We just got an email, and this is another one that made it on your list. This is from Roy and Rolf. He says, down the road from me is Mallard, Iowa. The town entrance sign reads, "We're friendly ducks." My mom in California used to use that expression when I was very young.
Yeah.
I wonder if it came from the sign or if that was an expression before the sign.
That's a good question. Yeah, you find that. That's true. In fact, Mallard, which came in third place on the poll, very high. And, of course, sign decorated with a duck.
And that may be one of the more famous slogans beyond Iowa, you know, for an Iowa town, simply because their sign is so cool up there. It has this great big Mallard duck sitting up on top of the sign. And it's really graphic when you look at that. And who knows how many pictures have been taken of that over the years.
And it's true, like you say, what came first, the slogan or some other thing in town? And that's in Stewart, for example, the sign and the slogan preceded what now they have as their annual Good Egg Day celebration. So they rebranded the annual town celebration to match the slogan.
I was when Mallard High School was closing up and consolidating with West Bend, I was the last commencement speaker at Mallard High School. And you know how I wound up my speech?
No.
Doing the famous cheer from Mallard High School, which was black and gold, gold and black. Mallard ducks, quack, quack, quack. Had the whole crowd standing up, flapping their arms like ducks, doing that cheer.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Kyle and I got paid, I used to get paid a lot of money. Now Kyle does doing these kinds of things. Isn't that amazing?
It's a living.
Well, let's. We are going to, you guys are both going to stick with us after this break, but we're running out of time for this segment, and we're going to move on to talking about some unofficial town slogans after the break. So, Kyle, reveal your winner for us.
The winner is 857 friendly people and one old grump, which comes from Reedland, Iowa. So there you have it. And that, again, that was just a shave over gravity, 621 votes to 615 votes.
And did you look into the history of that one?
No, I haven't. I haven't delved deeply into that one yet. But I will, like I say, there's so many good stories behind all these slogans.
Well, if you're the old grump, give us a call at 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. I would love to hear the story behind that one. We've got to get to the bottom of that.
Well, I mean, there was one little town history online that talks about there was a hobo in town, and he was the grump, and then the charm of the town totally changed his personality, but I haven't gotten to the real story behind it yet.
that does sound a little like a legend,
right,
perhaps.
Right.
We got an email from, or a mention from Anne on Facebook about Lorville, the Better Not Bigger sign. She said that seven young people from Lorville raised over $7,000 to build the welcome signs with that slogan in Lorville, which is another great story. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm talking with Kyle Munson, who is the Iowa columnist for the Des Moines Register, who's written a few columns about town slogans recently and opened up a poll online as well. Chuck Offenberger is also here with us. You know him best as the former Iowa Boy columnist for the Des Moines Register. And coming up in just a moment, we'll be joined by Mike Draper of Ray Gun Clothing. This is Talk of Iowa. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Today we're talking about town slogans in Iowa. And with me is Kyle Munson, the Iowa columnist for the Des Moines Register. And he's been writing about town slogans recently, and he's given his readers an opportunity to vote on their favorite town slogans. You can have your final say today as well at 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk, or you can send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. Chuck Offenberger is also with us today. You know him best probably as the former Iowa Boy columnist for the Des Moines Register. He now lives in rural Greene County and does some writing still for KMA, and I've seen it in a few other places as well, including Patch.com. And now we're going to talk about some unofficial town slogans. One of the people who's been writing some unofficial town slogans that have been displayed on T-shirts all over the place, made by Ray Gun of Des Moines, is Mike Draper. He's the owner of Ray Gun. Hello, Mike. Thanks for being with us today. And Mike, how did this get started with these town slogans on T-shirts?
I moved back to Des Moines.
Hang on a second. We're not hearing you very well. I think we've got the wrong microphone on. So let's try that again. Can we hear you now, Mike?
Maybe.
No? not particularly well.
Yeah, you want to sit over here?
No, I don't think that's a good idea. I think we should be able to flip a switch and get that fixed.
But no, I'm just sitting
there
on
you
Chuck
are.
Now.
Perfect.
That's not true for anybody who's...
All right, Mike, how did this get started?
I just moved back to Philadelphia I moved back to Des Moines from Philadelphia and had the T-shirt shop, and so we started making T-shirts about Des Moines. And then it kind of went from there. We had other towns that we would sell our shirts in who would ask us to start making slogans. And once we did one, then we had people who emailed us in ideas. We had ideas for people from other towns in the store. So,
what were the first Des Moines slogans?
The first ones are ones we still have. So Des Moines, the greatest city in the world. Des Moines, hell yes. Des Moines, French for Des Moines. And my favorite is Des Moines, let us exceed your already low expectations.
Which
none of those have been picked up yet officially.
No, I haven't seen them on big billboards around Des Moines, but I have seen them on a lot of T-shirts around Des Moines and elsewhere. So having been someone who moved away and moved back, does that give you the perfect background to be able to create these slogans?
Maybe. I more started the company because I couldn't get a job doing anything else. but it's been a fun time doing it.
After these Des Moines T-shirts took off, where did the idea to spread this around the rest of the state come from?
We were selling our stuff to a store called Fancy Pants in Decorah, and they asked us if we would do a Decorah shirt. And so we did that. Said Decorah Lutheran's gone wild, And that was kind of the first that was the first shirt we did for other towns. And then it's hard to remember exactly which ones came after that, but we've done – there's a whole litany of ideas we've had and then ones we've actually made into shirts. Some have gone better than others.
When you decide to do a town, how does your process work? What do you do?
It's more just pretty simple. If we really like the idea, we'll do it. Some of them are based off of how many people keep asking for it. So Fort Dodge was probably the city that we got requested the most to do a shirt for, and we only did that like a couple months ago.
And what is your Fort Dodge slogan?
It was "Talk Dirty to Me." And yeah, we sold a lot of those. It was mostly to Fort Dodge residents who had moved away, we noticed. But
well, then you've got Getting Lucky in Council Tucky.
Yeah, that's for Council Bluffs. We sent, I think, 25 of those to one of the casinos. So we've had that one for a while.
Well, and you've had you have had some positive reinforcement from a few towns. I mean, your Ankeny slogan is "Don't act like you're not impressed," and you actually had the Chamber of Commerce ordering shirts.
Yeah, they came in and ordered them for all the staff. It's hard to tell who's gonna like what. The "Don't act like you're not impressed" comes from a Will Ferrell movie. And then somebody submitted one for Altoona that says "The West Side of the East Side," which I think is, it's just like the perfect way to describe it. And they had thought about ordering 200 of those for when Ragbri came through Altoona either last year or the year before.
But they didn't do it.
No, they didn't end up doing it. I don't know why.
Have there been any towns who have gotten in touch with you and said, "We really don't like what you're doing"?
Not really officially. We had a lot of people in Burlington tell us they just didn't find the one we did funny, which was "We're more than just great coats." They tried to tell us that we knew that Burlington Coat Factory wasn't founded there. It was founded in Vermont. But they also were like, "We don't even have a Burlington Coat Factory here." So, but we kind of had a funny map where every other city was just great coats, and then Burlington was more than just great coats. But it took us a long time to try to sell even like the 12 shirts we made for that.
And you have to keep these pretty short, don't you? I mean, you're working within some restrictions.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it could be longer if it's a 3XL t-shirt, but on a regular t-shirt, you only got so many words you can squeeze in that somebody can read walking by you, so space is a constraint.
You worked on Coralville for a while. I remember seeing that go by on Facebook when you were working on that shirt, taking suggestions for that. Why was that a particularly tricky one for you?
Yeah, well, there's some that we've kind of opened up to other people where we'd get a lot of requests for a shirt. So Coralville, Windsor Heights, I think Beaverdale, and I'm trying to think, there's probably some others. Grinnell, too, were ones that we just let people submit things on Facebook and had people kind of unofficially vote on those. And so Coralville, I think, turned out to be Iowa City's designated driver. But then after Coralville stole the Von Maur, we thought about doing a new one. Like Coralville, you invite them over for drinks and they end up stealing your Von Maur.
You know, I've noticed that you react to events sometimes quite quickly. Like last summer at the State Fair when Mitt Romney said corporations are people.
Yep.
You had a T-shirt out within a day.
Yeah, we did that the next day. I mean, just as I was driving home, I was listening to like something on NPR. I was driving from Iowa City, and he said, "You know, corporations are people too, my friend." And you're like, "Oh, we got to put this guy on staff. Like, we can't think of stuff that good."
And so, is there a sort of a short lifespan for a shirt like that? Are you hitting at the moment, and then in 6 months, nobody's going to get it?
Yeah, some of them are pretty short, depending on the like scenario. Like when Flava Flav opened up that chicken place in Clinton, we had a shirt that said "Clinton Boye," and that one I think more kind of phased out because that chicken place closed in 7 weeks. So for some that are tied to events, we're at the mercy of how long they kind of survive. The corporations or people too went well. We did one for Davenport after Will Ferrell did those series of beer commercials for Old Milwaukee. And he had a quote that "I like to come to Davenport and sit on a log." And so we made that into a shirt, but that video has kind of stuck around for a while.
If you'd like to call and share your favorite town slogan, give us a call at 866-780-9100. Tweet us at IPR Talk or send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. With me today, Kyle Munson from the Des Moines Register, Chuck Offenberger, former Iowa boy columnist for the Des Moines Register, and Mike Draper, owner of Ray Gun in Des Moines. And you've seen Ray Gun shirts, even if you don't know about Ray Gun. I know you've seen their shirts everywhere. And many of them have town slogans slogans, unofficial town slogans on them. So if you have a favorite slogan, official or unofficial, join our conversation. 866-780-9100. You did a shirt in reaction to Stephen Bloom's article about Iowa as well. And that's not really town specific, because Stephen Bloom said bad things about everywhere in Iowa.
There were so many to pick from.
Well, I can't remember. What did you put on that shirt?
Oh, I can't even remember the phrasing. That was one where we used a ton of words, but it was like, Iowa, if you're reading this, congratulations. You've survived farm accidents, methamphetamine, old people. The bad news is you're going to die soon, sad and alone.
Yeah.
It was out of that, we had a couple ideas for Keokuk, because that's what I think he called a river slum. And he's like, and it's bad. And that's saying something coming from me. And I'm like, yeah, you're from New Jersey. It's like, there's one thing you know, it's slums. And some of our friends in Keokuk have talked about how they want to come up with River Slum Days for the city of Keokuk as like an official week-long event.
Did the Stephen Bloom shirt sell well?
Yeah, that one did great. That had crossover between Des Moines and Iowa City, obviously. After that, we also did, after his interview, we did the Iowa City School of Journalism, but we crossed out journalism and did parody and satire, because he said, what I right. do is parody, it's satire. And we also had, we did one for Kyle's hometown of Slater. I guess it says everything's greater in Slater, and a Slater lifer told us that the old mayor used to make signs and just put them by the roadside himself. And one of them said, everything's greater in Slater. But I don't know how often he would rotate them through. And so he passed us that. And luckily for us, we have a store in Iowa City, and there's a dorm called Slater, too. So, and we've had a couple people whose last name is Slater order that shirt.
Multi-purpose.
Those are the best. Well, synergy, I think they call that in the corporate world.
Right. Chuck, is this giving you inspiration? Since you have a hand in writing slogans in the past, are you going to go work for Raygun now, too?
Well, of course, I'd love to.
You can submit an application. It's rigorous, though.
Yeah, I'll submit things to Mike for sure. But I'm just wondering, now he mentioned Kyle lives in Slater now, but hometown, Kyle, are you claiming like Silver City?
Yeah, basically, yeah. I was born in Cedar Falls, technically, but yeah, I was there for about 6 months. So I grew up near Silver City in Southwest Iowa.
So do we have a slogan there?
I can't remember a slogan ever being part of it. I was just, not that I know of.
Well, get on it.
But that's one of those things, it's like, that would fall under those category of it needs a slogan to separate it from another Silver City, you know, so... Like in Iowa, we have Denver, the mile-wide city.
Right.
You know, or
that's a good one.
Or Melbourne, you know, not down under, but right on, or not on top, but right, not down under, but right on top. You know, that kind of a thing.
Right. Well, and I've wondered, I don't know if they have slogans or not, but there are a few towns. Ardale was making me think that there are a few other difficult-to-pronounce towns that should come up with slogans that give people a clue, like Nevada or Madrid or Tripola. Mm-hmm. Because that would be helpful to all future news people everywhere if they came up with a slogan that clarified that.
Yeah, sometimes I grew up near Adele, and it was kind of handy just to have it secretive, because it's kind of like you got to be in the know to know it's not pronounced Adele, it's Adele. So if somebody came with a long A right away, you knew this person is trustworthy.
Well, Madrid would fit into that category too, you know, knowing that we say Madrid instead of Madrid, that we could work on one for there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Well,
but Mike, you think that we need to keep it under wraps so it's like a secret handshake?
Yeah, if you really spell it out to people, just about any Tom, Dick, and Harry can pretend they're from Central Dallas County, but you really have to have grown up there to know it's Adele. And I grew up in Van Meter. I don't think we have a slogan either. We're the home of Bob Feller, but I mean, he played baseball in the 30s and 40s, so... I'm working hard to try to.
Well, he was a Hall of Famer too, so maybe we start working on a Hall of Fame kind of town, you know, or something like that.
What's the Shenandoah slogan? Is there a Shenandoah slogan?
Well, the traditional one was Seed and Garden Center of the World, Seed Nursery Center of the World, because Earl May and Henry Field, the two big seed houses, were located there. But now today, I think it's called the Garden City or something like that, because they emphasize gardens. So.
Oh, there we go. I did an interview not that long ago with Pat O'Connor, who's our English language expert. She comes on pretty regularly, Chuck, and you'd be interested to know that we were talking about the most beautiful words in the English language, and one that apparently pops up on a lot of lists is not a word but a place name, Shenandoah, And she also was talking about how these soft vowels are so beautiful. So I think Shenandoah, Iowa has to be one of the most beautiful place names ever. You might work on getting that on a town sign.
It's a nice one, Charity, if you say it correctly. But if you grow up there cheering for the Mustangs against Clarinda and the other big meanies down that way, you wind up mispronouncing it the rest of your life, and you say Shenandoah, Shenandoah. So.
That's I guess not quite
Flow
as pretty.
Gently, Sweet Shenandoah is available though now.
So. Right,
yeah, I'm kind of liking that.
That's right.
Ooh, stealing other slogans. This could be a whole new discussion.
Right. We've got a few callers I want to fit in before the end of the hour. Steve's on the line from Marion. Hi, Steve.
Hello. This is a very interesting discussion, and thank you for doing that. I just wanted to share one of my favorite slogans. Comes from the Raygun Clothing Shop, and I go to school in Ames, and one of my favorite ones is a shirt that they made about Iowa City that says, Iowa City, all of our creativity went into the name.
That is a good one.
Yeah, I think somebody submitted that to us, or maybe we came up with it. It's hard to figure it out, but yeah, I always like the cities where it's just Iowa City. Like, well, we've given up.
Steve, thanks a lot
it's
for
in
calling.
Iowa, we're incorporated.
Bill is on the line now from Corydon. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
What's your story?
My story is I wanted to Chuck remembered picking this town slogan for Corydon after there had been a contest and the committee couldn't decide on one. And Chuck, at our 100th Old Settler celebration, actually picked the town slogan, which is Corydon Quietly Progressive.
I do. You know, I hadn't thought about that in a long, long time, but I do recall it now. That's right.
It's been almost 30 years ago, Chuck.
Yeah, that's right. Quietly Progressive. That is a pretty good one.
Yeah,
I still like it.
That would be good for the whole state, I think.
Yeah.
Also, with Raygun, we just recently switched our theater to digital, and we bought T-shirts from Raygun on the theme that talks about digital, and I can't remember exactly how it goes now, but maybe you remember.
We did one that said I liked film before it was digital.
That's the one. Yeah, we bought gray T-shirts with the black lettering for the whole committee.
Oh, great. Bill, thanks so much for calling. And Mary's on the line now from Norwalk. Hi, Mary.
Hello. Now this is totally an unofficial slogan. I grew up in Norwalk when it was just a bedroom community. And kids would climb the water tower and put an S in front of the name Norwalk. So it became Snorwalk, place to snooze.
Very nice.
Mike Draper just wrote that down.
Oh, Mary, thanks so much for sharing. And Mike, you do have so many good ones. I should share a few more of these. I love Indianola, don't bring a balloon to a bike night.
Yeah, that one didn't go over as well either. But
really?
Yeah,
huh.
I don't know why.
Solon is another one of my favorites. Solon, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, and goodbye.
Yeah, that was submitted to us on Facebook for Solon.
That's good. Urbandale, no one knows our boundaries. I think that's absolutely true.
The mayor of Urbandale came in to get some of those, so that made us pretty happy. I like that. It's similar to the If Gravity Goes, We All Go, where there's kind of an ominous side to it of nobody knows our boundaries kind of plays into that it's, you know, just wandering out in suburbia, like, surprise, you're in Clive now. And it also has kind of an ominous, don't push us, man.
Right. Janet sent in one, Vernon, one hill of a town, which is nice. And then somebody else wanted to, this is from Nolan, my favorite Raygun slogan, Quad Cities, twice as nice as the Twin Cities.
Yeah, that's only for people who are good at math, though. Right. We've had some people from Minneapolis come down and go, no, it's not. It's meant to be a joke, man.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for being here today. This has been so much fun.
Thanks, Charity.
It was a great time.
Kyle Munson, the Iowa columnist for the Des Moines Register. Chuck Offenberger, former Iowa Boy columnist for the Des Moines Register. And also with us, Mike Draper of Raygun in Des Moines. Talk of Iowa is produced by Dennis Reese and Alex Hoyer. Our executive producer is Jeff Schmidt. Production assistance today from Allison Sullivan. Technical support from Alyssa Weiss in Ames and Sarah McCammon in Des Moines. I'm Charity Nebbe. Tomorrow on the show, Rag Bri at 40. Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio News.
There's still black marks on that county road where we drag raced our pickups and Mustangs.